WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
Shifts in public policy have rendered it more appealing to put more money into your retirement accounts in 2019. As indicated by writer Lori Konish, you can now save up to $19,000 in your 401k plan this year. That's up from $18,500 last year. This new limit also applies to 403b plans and many other retirement plans. You can also place up to $6,000 in individual retirement accounts, up from $5,500 last year. If you are 50 years old or older, you can even save more via so-called catch-up contributions, which translates into an extra $6,000 for 401ks and other employee plans and $1,000 more in individual retirement accounts. It may be wise to take advantage of these types of opportunities. The average 401k balance reached $106,500 during last year's third quarter, according to Fidelity Investments. That remains well below what most individuals will require once they stop working. Some financial advisors suggest that individuals should strive to save 15% annually toward retirement. That figure includes any company match, but most people aren't even close to that. If you're one of those people, getting to 15% may appear daunting. One way to achieve this goal is to increase your savings rate by a percentage point each year. You may not notice that shift, but over the course of time, it can make a big difference. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.